So here we meet Bob heading out across the northwest central Midwest in an effort to get to his grandmother's house in California. You see, it's his grandmother's birthday, and he got her some nice flowers. What a good boy. Why don't you do that for your grandmother? Anyway, he's driving down the interstate thinking about football and such when all of a sudden Mother Nature comes calling. Guess he shouldn't have had that extra large Pepsi back in the city. And I suppose the second one didn't help much either. Well, since Bob is driving out in Hell's Half Acre here, he'll just pull onto one of these side roads and drain the main vein there. After a few turns, he stops the car down a small dirt road. He gets out and does his business on the edge of a farmer's field. All is fine and well. As he returns to his 95 Civic, he gets in only to realize he's forgotten which way the highway is. Down the road, he can see a few buildings and the makings of a small town. He'll just quickly pull in and ask for some nice, simple directions back to the interstate.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey there, partner. Welcome to Millbrook. What can I do you for? I was just catching a bit of fresh air and sitting back on Grandpa's old cough medicine, if you know what I mean. Sure is a lovely place, ain't it? My name's Rusty, but the fellas down at the hunting club call me Old Rusty. This here, Tate. Fellas call him Rattlesnake Tate since he had his throat bitten open by a nasty rattler back in 87. Little bugger was a nasty one, too, a head the size of a melon. He can't talk no more sense. So what be your business in this here little slice of paradise?
Yeah, can you give me directions to the interstate?
Ah, leaving so soon? I tell you what, you ought to stick around for tomorrow. We got our yearly corn husking match coming up. You gotta meet Big George, Tri-County champion of corn husking. I ain't never seen anyone in my life husk corn the way he does. He be the town pride and joy, I tell you what. You gotta stay and watch it. While you're here, you might also want to check out the town beer can pyramid. Oh yeah, she's the second largest beer can pyramid in the state, I kid you not. It'd be quite the thing to see. Her name is Linda.
That's nice, Rusty, but can you just tell me how to get to the interstate?
I tell you what, we get a lot of your kind out here. Dang name it, city folk don't appreciate a good small town hospitality if it beat them in the poop chute. I blame that there media filling y'all brains full of mush. It's towns like Millbrook that be the few towns in America that still appreciate the values of the good muskrat stew. Or the sweet, sweet smell of cow pies in the morning. Or watching Dale Earnhardt Jr. win his fourth Talladega victory on a quiet Sunday afternoon. Makes an old fella like me cry. You ungrateful city folk ought to be more thankful of yourselves. It'd be a great world we live in. By golly, thank the Lord you could be part of this massive, revolving and evolving world.
I didn't ask for your life story. Now tell me where the interstate is.
Alright, alright. I tell you what, you're getting mighty upset over nothing. Now here's what you're going to do. Drive straight down this here road and make a right at Tupper Street. Go for a few miles that way, then turn down Route 52. You'll see a big sign with a moose on it. Take two rights, then a left. Follow that there road till you come to a bridge with the old man on it. He'll ask you about the airspeed velocity ratio of a swallow. Get it right and cross the bridge onto a dirt road that'll take you straight to a highway. Follow the highway for a couple miles till you come up to Yellow Gables. Take a left, three rights, a left, turn up, two more lefts, and a right. It should bring you right to a road that'll take you to another road that may or may not be the interstate. If it ain't, just repeat the last five steps till you get to the right place. Remember that, and you should be good as grits.
Could you suggest a more direct way?
I tell you what, that there be the way. I was just making sure you got to see a bit extra of the country. Not many city folk like you have this here chance. You ought to be glad you found someone who knows the place like myself. I tell you what, sure is a plumb nice day to be at and about. Stop down at the campgrounds and watch some racing tonight or something. Of course, you could just turn around and should get right back on your way. But then again, U-turns be illegal in this here township, which you have to pay the fine of $473 and a goat. Oh, which will go directly to cleaning out the squirrels from the town fountain. Good eatings they are.
For the love of God, just tell me how to get to the damn interstate.
Back off, Bugweed, and I tell you what, just hear me out. I'll point the way out for you. Here's what you want to do. Head over that way for a bit, then turn there for a while. After that, go that way, then this way, then turn like this, over there. Next, turn that there, go down there for a few miles, then go the other way. As well, you could go the opposite way and forget about the other way. Although going that way might not be as good as this way, I tell you what. If you do go that way, though, try going over there. But definitely not that there, I tell you what.
You are a very stupid person. Are your parents brother and sister?
Do you want to come back to my place?
I thought you'd never ask.
In conclusion, Bob and Rusty continued to banter back and forth. Much arguing ensued, followed by verbal insults and an emotional breakdown on Bob's part. He drove off, not knowing where to go. Frightened and confused, he left the car and ran off into the wilderness. Bob never showed up to Grandma's house. He didn't show up to work the following Monday, either. Although this is just one story of how terrible, terrible directions can ruin a man's life, we all can learn a valuable lesson. If someone asks you for directions, please, remember Bob, and don't be a douchebag. Also, stay away from that second drink of Pepsi, folks. It's only going to come back to haunt you in the end. This has been Bad Directions for Encyclopedia. I'm Zaina Dark.